This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I've got my good friend Ron Hutchcraft on the line. And Ron, we're going to be talking about a year-end event for Native American young people and why it's so important. So this event, it's coming up on December 28th through January 2nd. So pretty quick here. And can you tell me like what it's about? Is it just another youth conference?
Oh, no, not at all. And actually, let me give you a little context, and that'll explain why it's not just another youth conference. A little context here. When I first came in contact with Native American young people in this country, I had two reactions. My first was a statement, and that was, how did I not know this? I had no idea, was my first reaction. I had no idea of the brokenness, of the invisibility of the greatest youth tragedy in this country, and the depth of it, and the deadliness of it. My second reaction was a question, which was, what can I do? In the last 28 years, I've had the chance to share what I have learned about our Native American brothers and sisters with a lot of my spiritual brothers and sisters in Christ. And you know what? I get the same two reactions. I had no idea. And what can I do? And I got a note, and it's going to tie directly into the event we're talking about. Just a couple of days ago, very timely in terms of this interview, here is a lady who speaks, I think, for a lot of our brothers and sisters in Christ. She said, I was very disturbed to realize I did not know how difficult life is for so many Native Americans today, to realize that most attempts to share the gospel have not taken root is even more disheartening. This organization is God's way of answering both of these issues. I love what she said. I may not be able to make an impact by going to these tribes myself, but I will stand proudly behind those warriors who can. So I will be praying for you every single day that God blesses and protects as you take the hope-filled truth of Jesus wherever you go. Her last conclusion. I will not sit by and let this precious group of people be taken over by addiction, abuse, suicide, and hopelessness. That's powerful. That's powerful. She said, I will not just sit by and let this happen. And I couldn't either. Well, over the years, I have been privileged, as you know, to be the eyewitness to what I think is historic breakthroughs in our generation among the first Americans. And that is, I've seen thousands of Native Americans coming to Christ through the young warriors this woman referred to. These are young Native Americans who have lived all the brokenness, who were many of these awful statistics, and who've been transformed by a brown-skinned Mediterranean Jew who happens to be our Savior Jesus, whose environment was and life was so much like life on the reservation. This conference that's coming up is for those warriors. Now, why is that so important? Well, it's nice to have a little conference, isn't it? No, this is not nice. This is mission critical to the work that God is doing through them. And here's why. Because they are God's little army that is being used so mightily to bring their generation to Christ in Native America, they are also hell's big target. And it's very evident by the relentless. I mean, I've worked with young people cross-culturally my whole life. I've never seen young people so relentlessly and so brutally attacked by our enemy than these young men and women. But you think about this. From our enemy's perspective, he's like, I haven't had this happen before, and I don't like the young people that are doing it. They're not professional evangelists. They're not pastors. They're young men and women in their late teens and early 20s who have heard the call of God to do something about the brokenness that they know so well among their people. But here's the deal. When they go home from a summer of hope where they lead hundreds to Christ, well, guess what happens? Everything breaks loose against them. Here's some of the ways that it feels to be a Native American young Christian. First of all, you feel horribly alone. You may be the only believer in your family, the only believer among your age group, almost, that's very likely, maybe the only believer in your school, and conceivably the only believer, at least young believer, on your entire reservation. We all know that we need fellowship to live for Christ. Well, it's pretty hard for them to find any.
So Rod, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask, you've covered why this conference is important, or a thing like this is important, but how exactly does it help them? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, let's talk about the feeling of being alone. The most, the closest they've ever felt to a group of people in their life, in fact, they often refer to it as their family, the On Eagles Wings team. It's more family to them than anything they've experienced. So for them to come together several months after the battles that they fought together and several months before the next battles they'll fight together is not just nice. It literally is restorative for them. Many of them come with wounds that they've experienced during the last few months because of the target that they are. And those wounds need bandaging up. They need healing. They need fellowship. They need renewal. They need to put some more logs on the fire of the passion that they had to reach their people for Christ. And so we used to think, the first year we did this some years ago, we said, well, this would be nice to get them together, wouldn't it, after Christmas? Well, once we did it, we realized that it was literally critical to this entire mission. That they need to be together where they don't have to be on mission like they are when they're together the other times, but where they are our mission. And so we will have about 7 sessions during the time together. It's not a vacation. It's not a party, though there's some fun, certainly, in being together again. But it is a time to intensively pour into them. We will make it a goal that they will have personal coaching and counseling time with one of our leaders, many times it'll be me, for sometime during the conference. And the goal here is to do what has been elusive for 400 years, and that is to help these young Native Americans have the tools and the encouragement, the fellowship, and the restoration that is needed to be a lifetime follower of Christ and to continue to fight for their people. But in order to fight for their people, we have to fight for the warriors too.
And for a little clarity, is this event only for people who have gone on the Summer of Hope tour, so to say? Or is it for people that are new, going to go in 2020? Who exactly is this for?
Right, that's great. Well, now in the summer, as you know, we have Warrior Leadership Summit. That is, y'all come. And that is for young people from, well, last year, 60-some tribes. So that's the event that's for everybody. But right now, those who actually are warriors, and many of whom will be warriors this next summer as well, the focus is on them, and it really needs to be for them, just as Jesus took his 12 and spent time just with them to pour into them, knowing that they were the difference. It's going to be the difference in the continuity, the legacy, of his life, and all that he had built into them needed to be constantly built up. And so this is much like Jesus going away with the 12 disciples, except there's a lot more than 12 here, and these people have had a common experience together in fighting for their generation. And it is so important. You know, a lot of people pray for the Summer of Hope, Katie, because we're on reservations. They know it's a battle. People may not recognize as much. There's an intense battle that rages for the warriors as well as for those they're fighting for on reservations. And so since this is pivotal in this army staying healthy and being battle ready, the prayers of God's people will mean so much. And right after Christmas, they will be together. They will, many of them will not have had a Christmas or very much of one. And if they did, everybody will be drunk or high, probably for the time. we'll have a Christmas celebration when they get here. Many of them will have had very little Christmas. They will, on New Year's Eve. For many of them, some of the great mistakes they made in their life were on New Year's Eve. Not this time. This is a sacred, holy time. We go into the new year on our knees, having just had the Lord's Supper together and celebrating what Christ did on the cross for us. It is life-changing, and I could tell you story after story of where young men and women will point to winter break conference as what secured the ground that had been gained in their life during a summer of hope. So if we can keep the warriors safe and growing and pursuing their calling, we have the future leaders and the future face of hope for Native America.
And we want to bring this before our audience, the listeners and the readers. What would you like them to do in response? How can they help?
Well, first of all, some specifics to pray for. Number one, pray that God will make sure they get there. I can tell you that everything that can stand in the way of them getting there happens. And so just pray that, first of all, they'll be able to come together. Many of them are committed to come. And then secondly, that our speakers and our teachers and our personal conversations will be anointed by the Lord, and that their walk with Christ and their serving Christ for a lifetime will be once and for all secured in their life. And we have a place on our website where you can actually give to equip a young Native leader. The answer to what can I do is what this lady said and what I read to you. She said, I can send somebody. I can't go do this, but I can send somebody who can do it better, a young Native warrior. And in fact, this conference is, we're doing it by faith because it's not all paid for by any means, Jeff. This is one of the many things we do all year long. Discipleship tools, spiritual coaching, and this is one of two major training and equipping experiences that strengthen the warriors to fight the battles that they are so effectively winning in Christ. So if you go to hutchcraft.com, there's actually a $100,000 matching gift right now, and if people will give toward that, their gift is doubled, and that gift will go directly to helping us equip these young leaders, including the conference that is now only days away, and still there is a need for that. So hutchcraft.com, and you'll come up right away to a little video, and my son and I will talk to you for a couple minutes, and then you have an opportunity to double your gift, actually, by giving at this time to equip these young leaders to fight for their people in a way we never could.